Hey everybody, and welcome to Digital Marketing Script, episode 40. I'm Carl Brent Jr., and today we're going to talk about that fake news. Never share fake news. Don't do it. It's ridiculous. You look completely silly if you share fake news. Your friends, your family, your customers, your clients, your patients may think less of you. Do you know what fake news is? If not, check this.
Fake news is a type of hoax or a deliberate spread of misinformation, be it via the traditional news media or via social media, with the intent to mislead in order to gain financially or politically.
Now that you know what fake news is, here are a few things to make you look like not an idiot online.
Ugh. Idiot!
Check the copyright. See if there is an actual copyright for that material at the bottom of the article. Verify that article with multiple sources. Most of the time, if it's an actual headline-worthy topic, there are going to be multiple places reporting about it. Check the credibility of your source. If it is the CDC, more than likely, it's going to be good. And last, most importantly, is it realistic? So we're going to give you a little test right now. Real or fake? Number one, in-their-face marketing just hired George Clooney. He is going to come in for in-their-face marketing as a digital marketing technician, handling all of our social media accounts. Or, there has recently been a recall on EpiPen, so you need to check the date that it was produced to see if it is good or not. Which of those stories is real and which is fake? Obviously, the one about George Clooney is real. I mean, fake. But the story about the EpiPen is being reported on by multiple reputable news sources and was released by the FDA, so you know it's good. Freddy Krueger is moving to Slaughterville, Oklahoma. He's taking residence up there and is going to grow a cornfield. Or, fish in Oklahoma cannot be contained in a fishbowl on a public bus. Which one's fake? Which one is real? Well, I don't know that Freddy Krueger is much of a farmer, but I do know that it is illegal to take a fish in a fishbowl on a public bus. Not sure why, but it is. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Digital Marketing Script, episode 40. I'm Carl Britton Jr., and I want to know what fake news has tricked you. There's been a few that I was kind of questionable on, and I almost hit that share button, but I didn't. Which are those? Put them down below.